strong. So again, I do want us to put grace and justice in the proper perspective, and now particularly as they pertain to the law. Because again, a lot of people would say, well, yeah, you start talking about God punishing and stuff like that, and they'll want to say, well, that's the law. Remember, the law did not come into play until God brought Moses onto the scene to deliver his people. And it was after they had left Exodus and they were out on their own that God gave the people the law through Moses. But remember now, Moses came on the scene long after Abraham was off the scene. And Abraham did not come on the scene until long after the flood wiped out everything except Noah, his family, and all the creatures that were in the ark with him. Yet, we see God's grace and God's justice at work with Noah. It was God's grace. The Bible tells us Noah had found favor in God's sight. We talked about that before. That's in Genesis chapter 6. But the Bible also tells us in the same chapter that Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6 and 8. We also read about how terribly wicked mankind was. And we read about God's decision to wipe them off the face of his earth. And he did just what he said he would do. He gave them 120 more years from that time to get their act together. They refused to do so. But actually, he had made up his mind 120 years from now, they're gone. They're through. They're done. And in Genesis chapter 7, we read about the flood coming on the earth and how it kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And just to give you just a bit of an idea of how long that flood, those waters flooded the earth, sure enough, it rained. For 40 days, the flood kept coming on the earth. Genesis 7 and 17. Genesis 7 and 24, we're told the waters flooded the earth for 150 days. That's roughly half a year. Now think about how terrible floods are right now when they last for 3 days, 8 days. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. And then God sent a wind over the earth and the waters receded. And at the end of 150 days, the water had gone down. The earth was flooded for a long, long time. God had said that he was going to wipe these creatures and humans from the earth. Everything on dry land, Genesis 7 and 22 tells us, that had the breath of life in his nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out, men and animals, and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds of the air were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. And they talked about those creatures on the land. Wiped out. Was that the law? God looked at all that wickedness of mankind and wiped everything out. Was that the law? No, the law had not come. Again, Moses had not come on the scene, and God did not hand down the law until Moses was on the scene. Moses was nowhere around now. It would still be quite some time before he would come on the scene. God's justice, not the law. God's justice led to the wiping out, the destruction of all those creatures, all those people. But at the exact same time, God's grace led to the salvation of Noah, his family, and all the other creatures that were in the ark with them. We saw God's grace and justice in play at the exact same time. His grace being extended to Noah, his family, and all the creatures that went into the ark with them, and God's justice being handed down to the wicked rebellious. To the rebellious wicked. At the exact same time that Noah and his family and all who were with him were being saved, preserved, kept free from destruction, all the others were being destroyed. We literally see God's grace and justice in play at the exact same time. And it had nothing to do with the law, because there was no law given. It had nothing to do with covenant, because no covenants had been established. No covenant for mankind. Now, God had indeed made some promises. He had promised Cain that once he put that mark on Cain, the people wouldn't be able to just kill him, whoever saw him. God later made a covenant with Noah after the floods had receded, etc. One of the major covenants made was that was made with Abram. And that came sometime after, long after Noah was gone off the scene. And one of his descendants, Abraham, came on the scene. And then much later, after Abraham had long been gone, we had the covenant made with Moses, which brought the law. Don't assume that just because something has to do with God's justice, that it the extending of God's justice, that it also has to do with the law. The law came with Moses. And we see God punishing people for their sin long before Moses came on the scene.